I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Catholic bishops of Quebec have been discussing the possibility of ordaining married men as priests. Quebec Auxiliary Bishop Marc Pelchat stated that combining parishes would not alleviate the issue of a shortage of priests. The discussion of ordaining married men happened at a conference aimed at the future of the Catholic Church. Bishop Pelchat stated, quote, "In the last decade, there has been a significant decline in the demand for sacraments, including even the funeral rite. We need to change this way of doing things. We believe that we can rebuild the Church, even if it is more humble, to announce the mission of Christ." According to Trump administration officials, the president is planning on scaling back operations in Syria. President Trump is hoping for a quick withdrawal of troops and no longer plans on staying for the long term to help stabilize the country and help keep the Islamic State group from regrowing. While no formal timeline for withdrawal has been announced, reports are that the president is hoping to be removed from Syria within 6 months. However, the Pentagon, State Department, and CIA have all expressed concern over a hasty withdrawal and leaving a power vacuum in the country. The daughter of an ex-Russian spy, who along with her father was poisoned in Britain, said she is recovering quickly. Her father remains in critical condition. Russia has continued to deny any involvement in the attack and has also voiced frustration over being kept out of the investigation into the poisoning. The incident has strained relations between the international community and Russia. Over 20 countries expelled more than 150 diplomats as punishment, and Russia expelled diplomats in return. Pope Francis has asked for prayers for a critically ill child in Britain and his parents, who are fighting a legal battle to keep their son alive. The child, 22-month-old Alfie Evans, has a degenerative neurological condition that doctors have not been able to fully diagnose. The child has been on life support, however, doctors have stated that keeping him on life support is, quote, futile, and that he should be taken off and be given palliative care. The parents have been fighting to keep their son on life support and would like to transfer him to Bambino Gesù Hospital in Rome that is run by the Vatican in order to see if they could diagnose and treat him. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.